Welcome to Empowering Chats with Susan Burrell. This is where we have deep, intimate conversations about self-empowerment and future existence. I am an intuitive healer and a light leader who has been called to activate other light leaders. So I'm curious, are you one of them? So by listening, lean in and see if you are ready to be that eternal potential you've been called to be. Using your bravery, your talents, your tenacity, can you be innovative and adventurous in order to activate your life and lead from that place? This is where we learn how to love ourselves from the inside out and love the whole world over and over again. Enjoy the show. Well, here we are coming into March. And the theme for March under B, potential, is, funny enough, potential. So let's check in. Have you been looking at what your potential is? Now, let me remind you, potential is about becoming, being capable of becoming, looking at latent excellence, something that is asleep within you, that is excellent, your talents, your abilities that need to be developed or realized. Have you been thinking about your potential? Are you opening to those talents, abilities, things that have been hidden that you brought with you, right? You brought with you, because last month we're talking about being an eternal being. You brought these talents and abilities with you so that you could fulfill your soul potential. You could be the potential. You've always been, everybody. We've always been it. But really fulfilling it this time, this year. 2024 is the time. So revisit any notes you took at the beginning of the year and see what else you need to explore or develop so that you can be your full potential. Enjoy the shows.
So in the theme of potential and be potential for 2024, my personal journey has been really astounding, because when you set an intention to do or be something, it begins to happen magically. It just begins to manifest without a whole lot of effort if it's in full alignment with who you are, with your potential. So this year, 2024, has been remarkable for me. I have stepped back into teaching spiritual classes, metaphysics, universal principles, and light leader classes. And it's been profound for me as a teacher, because whenever I teach, I generally do the work with the students. You know, I mean, if I'm giving homework to somebody, I'm going to be doing the homework, just to have a closer experience to what my students might be feeling. So I'm really just stepping into my full potential of being a master spiritual teacher, leader, and healer. It's actually my soul mission. I mean, I'd always done it, but I didn't realize it is the truth of who I am. It is my full potential. So I find myself when I'm teaching, I just am giggling at myself and with the students. So it's so that a lot of my humor comes out. And I think that they find that very engaging and uplifting when people are, I encourage people in classes to share what their personal journey is or where they feel stuck, so that I can uplift them. I can hear them. I listen when I work with clients and teach. I listen on multiple levels, so I can really see them energetically and be able to help them do the deep work they need to do in order to let go of their old beliefs or their stories or the stuckness that they feel, or resentment, resistance, anger, guilt. So it's just fascinating to watch this. And, you know, the last class I taught, there was this woman, it was on Zoom, and she's just this beautiful, bright light. And she always showed up at the bottom of my screen. You know, there were multiple little faces looking at me. And she was always kind of, I felt like she was hiding. And so The second day of class, I gently called her out. I said, boy, I see your bright, shiny face. And man, did that woman begin to share from the depth of her heart, really sharing what she wanted to transmute, transform in her life, which gave everyone else in the class freedom to share. And what I find is when I'm teaching, most people, while you think you're alone, man, do we think we're alone often, right? But while you think you're alone, unless you share what's going on, you're not going to know that almost every other person in that room is going through the same thing, like not trusting their intuition, not having enough self-esteem, not having enough money, whatever the personal issue is. But once we share in a safe environment, I always make sure that the classes are sacred, whether they're in person or on Zoom. I create a special energy container. And so that it gives people the freedom or even the confidence, I guess, to share what's going on because they really do have come to class with me or to learn from me because they really do want to live a better life, live their full potential. And it's so amazing and heartwarming and miraculous to watch them transmute before my eyes, you know, to watch them begin to lean into their intuition or their whole energy just lightens up because they're dropping the story or they're letting go of their shame or their guilt or whatever it is. And you guys, the reason why I teach is because I've lived through a lot of this, you know, so I don't teach what I don't know. I teach what I've actually experienced. And because I've actually experienced, I know a lot of the meditations I use and the experientials, while they may sometimes feel silly or daunting, they work because I've done that work myself within myself. So I kind of feel like I'm a living proof or a walking testimonial to the work I do. Kind of weird, isn't it? But so this is the year of being potential. And man, you guys, I am living it and I am being it. And so I wanted to share a couple of interviews with students that I did where they're kind of raving about the work that I do and I have done with them. And I just want you to hear it from someone else's mouth besides mine. And I got to say, you guys, I have never, ever been the person to blow my own horn. But listen to me, I am blowing my potential horn. Woohoo, woohoo, woohoo. So enjoy the rest of the show as you listen to the student raves. So as promised, I have three amazing, beautiful lights that have entered into my sphere of existence as light leaders. And these gentle, beautiful, kind women have said yes to sharing with you their experience of having taken classes with me. And I'm so grateful and humbled by their yes. So I want to invite Karen to speak first because you've taken a couple classes with me, right, Karen?
Yes.
Yes. So what was your experience before, during, after?
Well, it's amazing. It has opened me up to possibilities that I would not acknowledge that were going on in my own body. I was like, no. So now I know I can move in a unknown direction and be of purpose to what's going on in this world right now.
I love that. And I love that you said go in the unknown direction. And we kind of joke about that in class together, because the unknown is really that infinite co-creative place on the unseen side that we often, because we're in a physical realm, a material world, we tend to avoid because it's unknown, because we just don't know. So I appreciate that you're willing to move in that and also begin really fulfilling your purpose. So I do experientials, and I'm curious, which one of the experientials lit your fire?
I think that doing the exercise created the space to see what is. That's one of the things. And knowing I have helpers and I can call on them and I can rid myself of dark energy and have the courage to really face myself.
Ooh, and God, I got chills.
The courage to face myself is very big in the writings from the class for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, you never think this stuff still is going on, still exists, still is bothering you until you presented us with the opportunity to see it. And the mind maps were amazing, amazing. So, it was really an all-around experience every time one of those came up. It was wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate your honesty and your love. I appreciate you, Karen.
Thank you.
Next, I want to hear from Lori. Lori, what's your what was your experience? Where were you before and where are you now?
Oh, goodness. Well, I've kind of been on a journey these last 5 years, and it's been very interesting. It's been very transformative, very changing, going in different directions. And sometimes it's hard to embrace things like the unknown, as you've talked about, accepting the unknown, being okay with the unknown, allowing and trusting myself as well as the unknown. And the activities and things that we have done have allowed me to go deeper into that and really dive into it and embrace it. And again, allow it and trust it and just go be and do, whether it's to go inside or whatever it is I need to do. And to be me, authentically me, for the first time in like ever. and it just feels so good to be authentically me and allowing myself to be in this world as I'm meant to be in this world and not hiding it and allowing it to just transform and become. I'm not even sure what all the words are, but all I can say is it's been a hugely impactful experience that I would not trade for anything. And I thank you very much.
Oh, Lori, thank you. That's high praise. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. And I'm so grateful because my intention whenever I teach is to create a sustainable transformation so that when people, who take classes with me, when they go out into their world, you know, and they may never take another class, at least there is a transmutation that is sustainable. And I really, that's why I do so many experientials, because I want to give people skill sets and tools to use after they work with me. So what was your favorite?
You absolutely have. Yeah, that's a huge takeaway from your classes is to be able to do that. And I can feel the release of old patterns, old thoughts, old things that were keeping me stuck that I didn't know how to get rid of or how to release. And I feel it. I can sense that it's gone. And some of the other things are farther away. They're not hurting me the way and trapping me the way that they used to. Yeah. So they're still kind of ebbing away from me, which is fabulous.
Oh my God, Lori, I got chills. That's like, wow, that's so amazing. I'm so happy for you. I'm doing a happy dance, everybody. Yes. I do a happy dance. It's so
I'll do the happy dance with you.
And I'm doing a shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. What is it?
Oh, go
what did we say? Gobi, gobi, dooby, dooby, doo.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lori. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I am doing what I teach. I am receiving. Okay. And then finally, Lynn, would you share your experience?
Well, my spiritual path was all over the place until I came to Ventura Center for Spiritual Living. And the first class I took there was your class on Luminous Landscape of the Afterlife. And I came in as a skeptic with doubt and disbelief and fear of death. And by the end of the class, you had just opened my mind to incredible possibilities and taught me to look and listen for the love and the connection of other souls, and to prepare our minds to receive and evolve and grow and have a willingness to believe. It was fabulous. It was mind changing, and a ray of love and life. And it was it just moved me forward to go on and the light leadership class, of course, it was like giving us a gift. It taught me to trust in the universe, trust in myself, trust in you as our teacher.
Oh, wow.
And just have an ongoing commitment to who I am.
Ongoing commitment to who you are. Awesome. Awesome. Was there any particular experiential that we did that really popped your bubble?
Oh, you know, that's what makes you such a unique teacher. We get a lot of talk from people, but you give us tools. You give us a lot of experientials. For me, when we do meditations, your meditations give us a place to go and to visualize and to see and then to act. And for me, your meditations are just like no other. You give us such strong tools to work with and continue with.
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate the acknowledgement that what I bring is actually helpful and useful for people. You know, because when as a spiritual teacher and healer, the work is so subtle. You know, it's not like you don't leave with a bag, a physical bag of something, right? It's just subtle shifts that are profound, and people sometimes don't necessarily recognize that it's because they did this deep dive work in my classes with me. And I always try and create a very safe container for people so that sharing can happen, because 9 times out of 10, after 30 years of teaching, if one person's got an issue going on, there are more people in the class with that same issue. And so I appreciate all three of you guys in the classes shared from your hearts. And then it opened doorways for other students to go, wow, that I have that. That's me. Oh, wait, I need to really lean into this. If she's willing or he's willing to lean in, then I'm going to as well, because you can see the transmutation happening when individuals do that. And so thank you so much. You guys have given me a gift. Oh dear, I'm going to start crying. You've given me a huge gift. And not just because of you being who you are, and I saw who you were when we first met. I am grateful that you are becoming more of who you are. So keep up the good work, everybody. I appreciate it. So I'm just going to end with, and so it is, namaste. Well, that wraps up our empowering chat for the day. I hope you enjoyed it and found it inspired you to be more empowered. If you want to find out more about me, go to susanburrell.com, my website, and you can see what we're up to. I am teaching classes again, so there's a calendar of that, and you can register. You can check out my book, Live an Empowered Life, a 30-day journey with the companion inspiration cards, or you can access my guided meditations that go through Insight Timer. We got a bunch of stuff on the website. Check it out. And until then, namaste.